You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Are you tired of the I can't mindset? The I'm not good enough mindset? Do you feel like your negative thoughts control your life? Well, you came to the right place. Because in the next 30 minutes, you will learn how to break free from the limiting mindset of anxiety, fear, victimization, depression, trauma, and self-hatred by reprogramming your subconscious mind. It's time to master your mind with Dr. Erica.
Hello, good people, and welcome to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. Welcome, welcome. Today is a good day. Today is an amazing day. We are all alive and breathing. Let's remember this by taking a deep breath and releasing. Thank you so much for joining me today. Everyone knows that I am a believer that we are all worthy, we are all enough, and we are all deserving of all the good that comes into our life. And today I am so excited about welcoming back the beautiful, the amazing Harriet Tinka to my show. She was here a couple of times before because of the book that she wrote, The Secrets to Living a Fantastic Life with Dr. Alan Leica, and she created a new book, which is a self-esteem passport for her organization, Empowered Me. So I am so excited because I believe that we all need inspiration. We all need to build on our self-esteem. And with that being said, I'm a psychologist. I've been practicing mental health. And so really, my life's mission is to teach people how to love themselves, how to change and really transform so that they're living their best life. And so I believe we're all on journeys, and I'm on my journey too, living and growing and expanding. And so I'm also a daily user of CBD oil. I always speak about CBD because I use it daily. I use it because it helps me relieve stress. It helps me sleep, and it helps me to focus. And a lot of people don't know that CBD is from the hemp plant. It's not from marijuana. It doesn't get you high. Hemp is one of a species from the cannabis plant, and it has medicinal benefits. And the reason why is because every human being walking has an endocannabinoid system that is responsible for maintaining the homeostasis and balance in our bodies. And so every organ in our bodies have receptor sites to receive the CBD. And the CBD is really endogenous. So we create it, but we also seek it out. And so I like to think about CBD as like a daily vitamin that you need daily to help you put your body back in balance. And so if anyone is out there dealing with chronic pain, anxiety, stress, insomnia, lack of focus, depression, then CBD is really your go-to because it can help alleviate those symptoms. My website to learn more is hemphappier.com, H-E-M-P-H-A-P-P-I-E-R, because when you try CBD and you use it daily, it will make you happier. If you are interested in learning more about my coaching services, I do coaching, I do therapy. Right now, I've been doing it virtually since this pandemic, and that's pretty much how I operate. And so I welcome you to my website, healthyminds.expert, to learn more about me and the services that I provide. And I just want to say thank you to all my listeners out there for supporting me and for your feedback. I really love to receive the emails that lets me know that you find the show that I offer inspiring and helpful. And so again, today I have with me Harriet Tinka. And I have to say, this woman, I know you all can't see her, but she is stunningly beautiful. Every time I see her, I am just in awe and inspired by her beauty. And I think it's not only her physical beauty, but her internal, her energy is so beautiful. She has a very traumatic story. She was stabbed, kidnapped and left for dead by a stalker while she was a student at the University of Calgary. And Harriet Tinka, she's this gorgeous former runway and magazine model, turned this horrifying experience into motivation. She has inspired and given hope to women who are faced with domestic violence. She is known by her students as a powerhouse role model who makes being genuine the most powerful thing of all. Harriet is an invigorating transformational speaker, passionate life coach, blogger, chartered professional accountant, football official, and an ultra marathon runner. She is the founder and CEO of the award-winning social enterprise Empowered Me Incorporated, a company whose mission is to inspire and empower girls and women. She is the recipient of numerous awards, including YWCA Woman of Distinction, Global Woman of Vision, Afro-Canadian Community Woman of the Year, and she is a tireless philanthropist. Welcome, welcome, Harriet Tinka.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Erica. What a great introduction. I'm so happy to have been you, to be your guest today and to really have a conversation with you as well as your audience. So thank you so much for having me.
Well, I just want to say, you know, the first book, The Secrets to Living a Fantastic Life, the Golden Pearls of Wisdom is an excellent book. But I also have to say this self-esteem passport, it is really, I don't know, listeners, but I have been dreaming. I have been, my ultimate goal is to write a book that will help people learn how to master their thinking, how to feel good about themselves, how to really empower themselves to change into the person that they want to be. And I tell you, Harriet did an amazing job with this self-esteem passport because it really touches on the foundation. And so I just talk a little bit about your inspiration for the book and how you kind of put it together.
Oh, great. This has been a book that I've been meaning to do for so long. I actually started writing this book before I started writing that book that I co-authored with Dr. Laika, The Secrets to Living a Fantastic Life. But then, you know, life as it happens, I put it on hold and I said, one day I'll finish it. But my inspiration came during the pandemic where I had a lot of time. I had a lot of self-reflection and I thought, what is it that the world needs right now? I pretty much did my, what I call the ikigai, the Japanese word for reason for being. So I asked myself, what is it that the world needs right now? And I knew the world needed some self-reflection. They needed some positivity, something that is gonna really help them become better than they were yesterday. So I decided to go back to my book that I'd put on hold instead of writing it. And the idea was to really have somebody have a book that they can put in their own, maybe a handbag or briefcase or whatever they have carried with them, but also very simple book that teaches them how they can continue loving themselves. So the idea, it looks like a, like the idea itself is like a passport. We all have passports when we go from country to country. So I wanted them to have something that they can carry with them everywhere they go so that they can validate that this is the journey that I'm meant to embark. So it's about 29 visas and each visa has a message behind it. For example, the very first thing is that you do when you get the book, just like a visa, you have to basically open it up, write down the date you bought it, the country of origin and your favorite memory. So it's basically like the concept is like a little visa book. And then there you start your journey. And it's the very first visa is self-image, just meeting yourself where you are right now. Really looking at yourself in the mirror and just seeing what is it about you that you love. And just look at yourself and just validate, this is who I am. Accept yourself. It doesn't mean you don't want to improve. The very first thing is to look at yourself, look at your body, look at who you are. Love yourself with all your perfect imperfections and start working with yourself from where you are. And then from there, there's different topics that are covered in the book. For example, there's a journey on self, on knowing yourself. There's always like 30 days of challenging yourself. How well do you know yourself? For example, 7 memories you'll never forget. How do you feel about yourself getting old? Things like that. There's forgiveness, there's gratitude. It's a packed little visa book that everybody, it's essential for everybody to have. So that's kind of like my quick summary on what the book is about.
And you know, the thing about this little book is that, like Harriet said, you can put it in your purse, your backpack, you can take it with you. And if you ever start to not feel good, or if you're ever starting to get down on yourself because something happened, or you just wake up and there's just one of those days where you're just not in the mood, looking at this book, reflecting on it, really brings you back to you. And at the end of the day, you are the most important person in the world. That's it. And so it brings you back to you. And that's what's so powerful about it. And I love the way that the chapters, the visas, as she calls them, are so short. They're short, but they're powerful. And the messages are just, I mean, it's really a perfect little book that reminds you of how worthy you are, reminds you of how one of a kind and unique you are. And there's all of these proverbs and little quotes that she also uses. One of them, there's a proverb on 72, and it says, "Be proud of who you are and not ashamed of how others see you." I think that's so powerful. Can you speak a little bit about that? I know that as teens, I have three teenagers in my home, and with social media and with the messages that our teens receive, there's so much negativity. There's so much criticism, there's so much judgment and comparison. Mm-hmm. Can you speak a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's so easy. Oh, you bet. There's so much going on. Basically, what young people, or even us as adults, we like to compare ourselves with other people. We say, well, if only I had this, I would be a better person, and so on and so forth. So the idea is just love yourself for who you are. There is absolutely no reason to compare yourself with other people. It's something that we all do. But what I recommend to most people is really look at your life and look what you have and just be grateful for what you do have. It's really difficult to compare yourself with others. And we're all going through the same thing. What I normally like to tell people who are comparing themselves is we're going through the same thing. Look at yourself and think of yourself carrying this big rock and throwing it in a pond of water. Take this rock and throw it in a lake, throw it in the ocean. You're going through the same thing, but you're going to react differently. So don't compare yourself with if you're a pond or you're an ocean, you're going to react differently. Don't compare yourself with how you're reacting. Love yourself the way you are without having to say, if only I had this. The time you spend comparing yourself, you're wasting time when you could be doing something more empowering, something for you, so that you can be the best you.
Yeah, I love that. I always tell my children, the only person that you have to compete with is yourself. And mm-hmm. that means you working on becoming a better you. So if you can look at yesterday, the you of yesterday, and compare it to the you of today, and you've found that you've grown or learned or changed, then you're a winner, you know? You're all good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What else? What else are some just pieces of nuggets that people can take from the book? And like I said, I think every person should have a self-esteem passport, because again, it is a reminder that you are enough, that you are one of a kind.
But I think one of the biggest thing is that rejection. When people say no to you, you feel like, oh my goodness, they don't really like me. They don't love me. So in the visa, I have a visa number 5, which is the gift of rejection. And what I do is I challenge whoever's reading this book to maybe spend a week on asking people questions that are going to say no. So if somebody says yes, then you did not pass the test. For example, one of the things that you could do is go up to somebody, if people are comfortable with that, and ask a stranger, can I borrow $20? The stranger might look at you and say, no. If they say no, then you pass. If they actually give you the $20, it doesn't work. Or you can ask a stranger to take a selfie with you. And if they say yes, you don't pass. If they say no, then that's good. So the idea is to get used to being rejected, used to people saying no to you. Or you can go to your neighbor's house and say, can I go play basketball in your backyard? If they say yes, then that just, you don't pass the test. If they say no, then that's good. Because you want to get conditioned to being, to people saying no to you and realizing it's not really about you, it's about the request. So when people say no, they're saying no to the request. They're not saying no specifically to you. I can say, hey, Erica, let's go shopping to the mall. And maybe you just don't feel like it. You'll say no to me. And we're still friends. So the idea is you said no, you don't want to go to the mall shopping, but you're still my friend. So that's the idea of people getting used to being rejected. It's not really, it's a gift. It's like, really, we're still friends. You just get conditioned to accepting yourself for who you are and just still love your friends when they say no. It's a gift.
Yeah, I love that, because I think that, like you say, is separating the no from the you.
Yes.
You know, separating your thoughts from you. You know, even though your thoughts might be negative, that's not you. Those are just your thoughts. And I love this failure to succeed. Can you talk a little bit about that one?
Oh, that's a great one. And I'll just use a little story that I know with that I read about once. It's a story by a Buddha who tells it. So there's a man walking, and he's in his journey. He's in a forest. And as he's walking, he comes to this turbulent river. And there's no way he can swim. So then he decides, okay, I'm going to build a raft. So he has twigs, he has a rope, he has all sorts of different things to create this raft. So he puts it together and he tests it out. He sees, okay, puts it in the water to see if it works. And eventually, yes, it's good to go. So he sits on the raft, he starts paddling, and he gets to the other side. Now he decides for the rest of his life, he's going to take this raft because it saved his life. If he didn't have it, he would not have been able to cross the river. So everywhere he goes, he's going to carry this raft. So he puts it in his back, starts to walk in the forest, but it gets to a point where it's so wooded that the raft gets in the way. He tries to go back, gets in the way. So he decides, okay, the only way to move forward is to let go of this raft. So he puts it away. He says to himself, well, I already have the skills to build this raft. I don't need the raft. Because when you think of letting go, in most cases, we always think of letting go of the negative things that have happened. But really, sometimes you need to let go of things that have been going on, that are positive, that are not serving you well. And sometimes the lessons that we have learned through failure are also lessons that we have to say, okay, I learned from that. That's something I have to let go. It's not my raft anymore. It's something that I learned from. So this story basically shows that you may fail in life, but there's a lesson there. And sometimes you need to let go of things. So by carrying this raft everywhere you go, it's limiting you. You will not be able to move from place to place. Let go of the raft. You still have the skills that you learned from building the raft. Keep on going. And that's the same thing with failure. You learn from something that you failed from. What is the lesson that you get from it? So that's also one of the visas that I cover in the book.
I love that. I love that. I have a girlfriend who often says that the definition of fail is first attempt in learning. I love that. First attempt in learning. And the point is that we're learning. We're learning. So to think that you're going to get it 100% right every time, it's just not reasonable. It's just not realistic. If you're trying something new, you just keep trying. You keep going. You keep pushing through. And again, I think this failure to succeed sends that message that it's really about the lesson learned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not meant to keep you stuck or to keep you in trauma or to keep you in depression or to keep you in fear. It's meant to teach you and then to move you forward.
Exactly, yes. Sometimes you have to let go of some of the things that you learned. Maybe they're not serving you. And sometimes the lessons you learned are lessons you need to work on a bit more. And I like that failure, first attempt in learning. I'm going to steal that one.
Yeah. That's a good one. Yeah. Yep. I stole it from her. I mean, I think that's the thing too. I think, you know, when we are inspired, just like I'm inspired by this. I told Harriet, I said, you know, receiving your passport just inspired me to keep going to create the book that I've been wanting to create and that I put on the shelf. And so again, I think when you get a piece of a golden nugget, as I call it, and you're inspired, then take it and allow it to push you forward. Another thing I want to mention are these cards. I love these cards. And I don't know if the cards come with the passport, but these are amazing cards. And in the work that I do, I often will create affirmations with my patient. And it's just really affirming their value, affirming who they want to be, affirming who they are, and those good things about them. And so Harriet has these cards. They're beautiful cards, different colors, green, yellow, blue, red. I wish you could see them. And they're real shimmery. And the affirmations are just there. And you can read them out loud. Wow, I actually matter. I am proud of myself. I woke up feeling grateful. I am worthy of love. I will not give up on myself. I saw a light shining through my window. I am human. I can't be happy every day, but I'm hopeful and I believe in me. These are just some of the messages. Share a little bit about that. I love these cards.
Oh, you bet. So I was during the pandemic, I was actually like some people, I felt down in the dumps. It was some days I didn't even feel like waking up. It was like, what is this pandemic? I feel isolated. So I decided I'm not going to stay down for too long. I wanted to think, I decided, what is it I would like to hear when I'm feeling this way? So I started writing down messages that somebody who's going through the same thing as I was would like to hear, knowing that you are okay. You don't have to be perfect every day. Each day is progress. Each day you have to appreciate yourself. You wake up every day, that's a gift. So I decided I needed to stop feeling sorry for myself. I was done. I needed to just go out there and focus on other people. So when you're feeling this way and you focus on other people, you start to feel great. And that's where these cards were born. I decided this is what I want to hear. And I read them and I feel great too. When I read them, I feel, okay, I'm all right today. I matter. This is me. Yeah, so that's how I get inspired.
And I love them because I think that what people who are dealing with any type of emotional health issue, whether it's depression or anxiety or fear, we have to learn how to talk to ourselves different. We have to learn how to be more kind and more compassionate and loving and forgiving towards ourselves. And I think reading these cards do just that.
Oh, wonderful. Yes.
They teach us how to be more kind and forgiving.
Yeah, because sometimes we can be our worst enemies. We can be so mean to ourselves. But does you no good? Just love yourself with your perfect imperfections, because none of us are perfect. We just have nothing but imperfections, but we got to learn to love them, because that's make us bona fide, authentic.
Exactly. Yeah. And I often tell too that the people that I work with is there's no one like you. There's no person on this earth that is like you, who thinks like you, who feels like you, who processes information like you. So you're a gem. You're one of a kind.
Yeah. You know? Absolutely. Yes, we need to celebrate ourselves and just love us, because you can't be me, I can't be you. We have to be our own selves. So very important.
Absolutely. So tell my listeners where they can get the books. I know you talk about using them in schools, so they can purchase them in bulk orders for any organizations. I know I was telling you we're going to buy them for our Jack and Jill organization because we work with a lot of teens and everyone needs one of these self-esteem passports. Speak a little bit about that.
Oh, absolutely. So the book itself is on Amazon as an ebook. And the reason I didn't use ebook to put the book in on Amazon is because Amazon has different criteria on how they can make the book. So they could not do it in the specific way I wanted, like a passport. So for that reason, they can get it on my website. And my website is www.empoweredme.ca. So once again, www.empoweredme.ca. So they can just go on my website and it's right there for them. I will, once I get the books, I do sometimes give them complimentary cards, you know, just to show them what the cards look like as well, just to show them that these self-esteem books are definitely what they need, and the cards come as well with a book. So that's another thing that I will give to our listeners who come in. It's not always the case, but any of your listeners that send me a note saying, hey, I had it on Dr. Erica's podcast, give me the book and the cards, I will definitely give that as a complimentary as well.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You know, you have had such an amazing life experience. You have been through so much, have done so much, have just really reinvented yourself. And like I said, you're just such a beautiful human being. Can you share any just last kind of words of wisdom with my listeners to help inspire them, move them forward? Again, get them back to loving themselves.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And there's so much I can say. I feel like I could give you a Bible of things.
We've got 3 minutes.
I've learned so much for over the years and all, as well during the pandemic. And one of the things that I really find really useful for me is a formula called pain plus reflection equals progress. So if this formula is so important, when you're in pain, just reflect, why am I going through this? What is the gift that I can learn from this pain? And how can I use this pain so I never feel it again? And the last thing, how can I use this pain called gift to inspire other people? So for me, I went through so much, as you may not, some of your audience may not know my story. I was in a domestic violence situation. I was stabbed, I almost died. And I could have sat down and felt sorry for myself. And it took years, of course, to get through it. And I'm not saying it's an easy process, but I used my pain, press a reflection to move forward. And that's why I've been so inspirational with other young people, as well as women and men, to let them know that your story is you, it's valid. So my biggest message is to your audience, is to just look at yourself in the mirror and say that I am enough. No matter what you're going through, you are enough. Start from where you are, love yourself, self-reflect and see what you're going through. There's so many lessons during the pandemic. We all learned so much and we continue to learn so much, but just be kind to yourself. Just love yourself for who you are. And back on this journey where you look at yourself and say, you know, I'm all right. This is my story. This is my journey. Nobody can take it away from me. These are my scars that I've created over the years. They validate that I've been through a journey and I'm okay. So love yourself for who you are. Keep on going. And if you have a dream that you have not, you put it on hold, get it out. Put a little bit of water in that seed and watch it grow. Because whatever you dream, you can make it happen. All you have to do is set your mind to it, put yourself first priority, self-care, love yourself unconditionally, and you can get it done. And I don't like to say this, if I can do it, you can do it. Because sometimes people get a little bit negative about it. But I just want to say, you can do it. No matter what anybody says, you can do it. You got it. So just love yourself unconditionally. I could go on, but I think for the purpose of this podcast, I better end here. Thank you, Dr.
Thank you so much. Like I said, you know, you're my inspiration, and I've been putting my book on the shelf, and this self-esteem passport I Am Enough, Empowered Me, Global Entry by Harriet Tinker. It's just my inspiration to keep going, to keep pushing forward, and to continue to be the best me that I can be. So I just want to say thank you. As always, I love having you on my show. I love just everything that you're doing. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for having me. And I can't wait to read your book. I'll push you until you get it done.
Please do. Please do. I need it. Okay.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you so much for having me, and thank you to the audience.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. We will be back next with another terrific episode that will allow you to master your mind. Please visit hemphappier.com for more information about Dr. Erica and CBD oil. See you next week.